There should be a whole other show after the show of the things that go beyond the, behind the scenes here on the Joe and Alex show. By the way, I'm just randomly spitballing this. We should do like an after show podcast. Do you think anybody would actually want to listen to that? Just us talking about whatever, kind of unfiltered?
No.
Oh, I think people would.
I don't.
Put this up on our Joe and Alex show Instagram story, just like a poll, if people would want to hear like a maybe a 10, 20 minute thing after the show, like Joe and Alex show uncensored. Just talking about whatever.
Okay, I'll put it up there, and if like 2 hours go by and there's a lot of no's, I'm deleting it so no one sees.
Wow. Okay, that kind of hurts. Let's get into it. Joe's Need to Know News. Nearly 1,500 flights in the U.S. were canceled yesterday due to a blizzard which hit the Midwest starting on Sunday night. Nearly 1,200 of the canceled flights were scheduled to either begin or end at O'Hare in Chicago. That's kind of a big hub. And almost 200 flights were canceled at the airport in Kansas City. Some areas, including Kansas and Missouri, got up to 18 inches of snow, which led to their highways closing down. When your highways are closing down, nobody's going anywhere. Some good news out of California. It's about time we hear something good. A San Diego businessman is donating $1 million in the wake of the Northern California devastating campfire. The guy's name is Bob Wilson. He plans to pass out $1,000 checks today to each of the 980 students and 105 staff members from Paradise High School. Much of the town of Paradise was destroyed in that blaze. The high school was closed and evacuated. Students scattered. Their lives pretty much upended and ruined. He went on to say, I just want to give every one of those kids $1,000. I don't care what they do with the money. I just want to do something that hopefully will lift their spirits, which is true. $1,000 is not going to replace everything, but maybe it'll do something. Maybe it'll help out for the holiday season. So I think that guy's a really cool dude. Is anybody feeling lonely today?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe a little bit.
Okay. Well, according to a new study, today is the loneliest day of the year. All right. Here's the reasons why. They say it's dark outside. It is. It's really dark. You know, some people, you go to work, it's dark. You come home, it's dark. The weather, for the most part around the country, awful. And people are struggling to budget for their Christmas. So they're just like, oh, put it on my freaking credit card, whatever.
So why do they pin it to this day?
I guess, like, this is where it all comes together, like the height of it.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty dramatic.
Wait till after the new year when you realize all the crap you bought you have to pay for.
Oh, no.
You're like, oh, I got that little toy Joey broke and threw away. I still have to make 3 more payments on that dang thing. And this is a video you have to see at JoeAndAlexShow.com, but the audio I hope will make you laugh this morning. There's a Prince impersonator, and this video of him has gone viral. He fell off stage while performing Purple Rain. This happened at Dodger Stadium in L.A. Now, here's the thing. In the video, you'll see it. The man falls, keeps on going, but the audio is absolutely incredible. Get ready. It's about to happen. Because you can hear like the brief thing.
That's what he says. He tries to make it like a song.
He falls and like he almost lands on the speaker, catches the mic. He's like, oh. Like right there, that's where he fell.
Oh.
So that's gonna be like my motto for the rest of my life right now. Like, are you okay?
Oh. The show must go on.
Oh. There we go. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. See it all at JoeAndAlexShow.com.